Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, coming to you live from Radio Marca in Madrid, Spain.
Madrid.
I believe Radio Marca is, I just read this, let's see if I can get this, La Voz del Deporte. Is that right? El Voz del, they're the voice of sports in Spain.
Oh, yeah.
This place is cool, man. How about my guy in the Red Sox shirt? I wasn't expecting that.
All right.
joining us now, we're calling the bullpen. We need some help. Got to get through the game with a win. Big man Mitch Tischler joining us.
The closer.
You can see him on the monumental stream for the YouTube crowd. We'll shout him out real quick. And, of course, you can hear him. What up, Mitchell?
How we doing, boys?
We're good.
Hopefully.
Struggling, Mitch. Struggling.
You're not the only one. It's been a long day.
Bro.
How hard was it for you? So you got to go back to the hotel. Did you nap? Did you shower? What'd you do?
Definitely showered. I needed that. That's my. I've taken three showers so far today because I need the wake me ups.
Yeah.
Got back to the hotel, edited the podcast that we did earlier today, then put together some graphics and stuff.
Shout out to the graphics.
It's been a busy day, but you know what? It's been a good day.
Yeah, dude. It's been a good day.
Everybody was talking about, oh man, y'all going to Spain? It's gonna be so much fun. Hell with that.
Saturday. Saturday's the one day we don't have to work.
Friday night and Saturday.
All of a sudden, when we got getting ready to leave, we're going to catch up with the time.
Well, I also think, I don't know for you, because you got a lot going on. As of now, as of 7:04 p.m. Madrid time, Wednesday, I don't have to work Saturday. I expect that to change, however, by Saturday.
You know what?
tomorrow, probably.
Mitch, this is his problem. Even if somebody didn't have that idea, he just gave it to him. see, JP likes to work extra.
You guys both have a similar problem in that you can't say no.
No,
I
don't.
Work a lot extra too, man.
No, y'all don't ever hear me say anything on the air about, I'm expecting somebody to call me.
All right.
Not me.
We'll call the bosses at Monumental and 106.7 and see if they can find an extra
no,
slot.
No, they can't find nothing of me.
Mitch, how cool was it to be at Real Madrid?
Yeah, it was very cool. I keep going back to 2016 when we were in London and they practiced on that rugby field.
No, the practice was at this like
third tier rugby field that was surrounded by like
empty kegs,
which
it was like a bar.
Right.
I remember Josh Norman.
If they weren't empty, I would have liked it a lot more, but they were empty.
Josh Norman was trying to play through a concussion, basically. He got a concussion the week before, really wanted to play in the London game because he was such an international dude. Mm-hmm. He had, was it Pogba was there with him? And I remember Josh Norman coming off the bus, looking at that field with his hood pulled tight. And
remember,
yeah,
it was all the way over his eyes.
And it was like there was a feeling of, where are we, man?
What the hell is this?
So comparing that feel, that week that we were there, to being at Real Madrid today was night and day.
One of the owners affiliated with Real Madrid?
Bro, there's so many owners that
but
that
I think one of, I think the guy that owned the Google stuff is also a part owner of Real Madrid.
Real Madrid, I think, is owned similarly to how the Packers are owned.
By the town, by like, the city?
No, it's like club members. But we were talking about this earlier because I found this shocking. Just seeing the scope of Real Madrid and knowing how big of a brand that is internationally, all of it, their valuation, as of the latest Forbes, was less than $7 billion.
Okay.
And I think it speaks to the differences in television rights in the United States.
Yeah.
And so, like, we could scream about, you know, all the different streaming services you need and everything. But
oh, I'm ready to scream about it.
But these teams are getting rich.
Yeah.
They're getting rich. But you look at Real Madrid compared to the Commanders. The Commanders' valuation might be higher.
We ain't paying nobody
$100-something million.
Right. I think
they probably pay more than one guy over $100 million.
I think salary caps make a big
difference. And when they went to get Mbappe, they had to pay the team $60-70-80 just to talk to him. They have see, the thing about what we think about NFL has a lot of valuation, but it's like buildings and this, that, and the other. The soccer team, straight cash, homie.
Right.
They got a lot of damn cash.
There might not be anybody over $100 million right now, but in 2 years there's going to be someone that's probably over, what, $500 million?
Yeah, but, you know, like people like Messi and all them dudes making I'm just saying, it's like soccer pay a lot of damn money, dude.
Well, and American valuations just tend to be higher. Like, American valuations, I was reading this earlier, the NBA team valuations are like 11x revenue.
Mm-hmm.
So their revenues don't touch. Real Madrid has more than $1 billion a year in revenue. But these soccer teams are, their valuations are based on like a 5 or 6x revenue. So it's just,
man, they're really poor. I mean,
the biggest thing I point to, Real Madrid, this iconic, gigantic, huge brand, plays in a stadium named after a dude. Like, if that stadium was Santander Bank Bernabeu Stadium, what do you think that would cost?
Mm-hmm.
You know what
a
I mean?
Lot.
Like,
yeah.
Not all the teams over here do naming rights and all that.
Yeah.
In America, we sell everything.
Maybe you should
Everything's
see
for sale, dude.
You guys should see if you can get Beamish and Finley Stadium.
I don't think we got the scratch.
If we had that type of money, believe me, we'll find something else better to do with it.
I think Radio Marca might – I don't know if it's like the official home of Real Madrid. Maybe my guy knows that. Are Real Madrid radio not on this air? Okay. Well,
close.
To our audience, they are.
Yeah.
To everybody in D.C., they might as well be.
But you know what's interesting? You know, my guy, correct me if I'm wrong, I believe there's only two La Liga teams in Madrid. Okay, so there are four.
Yeah, so you were off by half.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? That's almost past.
You tried, though.
The Dolphins practiced at the Atletico Madrid field. The Commanders practiced at Real Madrid. You think about when we were in London, there's 37 Premier League teams there, and somehow they ended up on a rugby stadium.
Yeah, one thing
that's a good point.
What struck me today, I walked into the stadium.
B went to the stadium.
I'm going to the stadium tomorrow morning.
I'm like, that damn field is flat. And most NFL
You talk about this all the time, and I love
NFL
it.
Most NFL fields are crowned. Feels flat. You're going to see a couple of low balls to the sideline tomorrow. Promise. I mean, on Sunday.
You know what? That might be good for this Commander's defense. They need every bit of help they can get.
Because, you know, like, the quarterback is going to be throwing the ball down.
Right.
And if he throws it the same way he normally does, it's going to go lower.
That's a really interesting thing to watch on Sunday. I can't wait. I think it's going to be so fun. I have a good Spanish trivia for us. I don't think we're going to get this, honestly, but maybe our guy can help. Five teams in Spain have the Real designation. This is coming from Joey Sabat, who knows his soccer stuff.
He does.
Five teams in Spain have the Real designation, which was given to the clubs who acknowledge the Spanish monarchy's rule.
Yeah.
And the Is it the king or the queen?
King.
Yeah. Okay. And the king is the honorary team president. What's the king's name? Let's shout him out. What's the king's name? King Felipe.
King Felipe.
Shout out to you.
We drove by his house.
We did. No, we drove by the president's house.
Oh, it was
house.
The president. That's right.
But we got to go see the palace.
Yeah, Felipe the sixth.
Was Felipe IV good, Lamphill?
I don't know.
Lamphill says six because he's Jim Andrew Bones.
That's true. Can we get the five Spanish Real teams? I'll go first.
No.
Real Madrid. All right, I'm on the board.
No, that's the only one I know.
Isn't there a Villarreal? Sociedad?
Of course.
Lamphill, you got these? Isn't there a Villarreal? Does that count?
I don't think so.
Real Mallorca.
What about Real Barcelona?
Oh, Oviedo.
Nah, it's not Real.
I know.
That was fake Real.
Set. Okay, is that five or four? Okay, now we know all the Reals.
Can you repeat anyone except for Real Madrid right now?
No.
That was a question for JPB.
Can you?
No.
Obviously, Real Madrid and Barcelona are the top dogs. Atletico Madrid's pretty good.
Yeah. I think
Sevilla.
I think Cowboys Redskins is Atletico Real.
Oh wow.
No, what is Barca Real?
Who's,
El Clasico.
Who's Real Madrid's biggest rival?
Barcelona, dude. Yeah, right. Barcelona's one, then Atletico like. Who do you root for? Who's your team? Oh, you root for the underdogs. I like it. That might be my team. I like picking random. I root for Leeds in England. I might root for who's my
Celtic
team?
Also?
Celtic is a powerhouse, damn it. It's the finest football club in all of Europe. The Scottish League has been screwed by the English League for hundreds of years.
It's not working, dog.
Make me sound like my father out here.
It's not working,
the
Jay.
Scottish hate the English? Who would have thunk it?
It's not working, Jay.
All right. Real Oviedo. I think I nailed that.
Yeah.
Real Jerome Bettis.
Real Oviedo.
Real Ovechkin.
JP tried to speak Spanish to a nice young gentleman in the street today during the middle of our
He can speak slow Spanish. He can't speak fast.
My man replied in fast Spanish. I need a sign that says, please speak slowly.
Despacio, por favor. Despacio.
Más despacio.
That's about the best I got for you. What else does Joey got for us?
I don't know.
Is that his one question?
I don't know. We'll do more Spanish trivia. What'd you make of Dan Quinn's pretty honest assessment of the discipline issues in the last game and how he addressed them?
I think he probably addressed it correctly. And, you know, we're all looking at this Amon-Ra punch that he threw in hindsight. But regardless of what Amon-Ra did, you can't throw a haymaker the way that Deron Payne did.
You can't.
And certainly, you said no?
I said you can't.
Yeah, but you can't.
The referee has to call that first because
right.
If the referee does his damn job, that other thing doesn't even happen.
And Amon-Ra was on his podcast or whatever his show was today. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. And he said, I tried to push Deron and accidentally got him in the face or something like that.
You pushed him, then you punched him. And the referee was right there.
Words that I'm not allowed to say on the radio, I would like to say right now, but malarkey is the word that I'll come up with for the moment.
Oh, crap.
You know, I think Dan has done a relatively good job of owning mistakes, and that's nice and, you know, fuzzy and it feels good, but at the end of the day, you just need the football team to play better. And if DQ taking over the defensive play calling isn't a catalyst, I'm not saying this team's going to go run off six, seven games in a row. I just want to see a competitive defense. Guys lined up correctly, not discussing where they're supposed to be as the opposing team is snapping the ball, consistent with the way that they, you know, are being asked to run things. Because
you sound like me, Mitch.
That's been your.
I've been saying that for two and a half, three. No,
it's just
for about four and a half, 5 years.
Dan Quinn loves to preach consistency, and the only consistent part of this defense is that it's been inconsistent,
mm-hmm.
And it's downright embarrassing the number of points and yards that they've given up. I think opposing teams have punted four times in the last four games, maybe five times.
Once in the last two.
That's not good.
I mean, that's you can't ever win a football game. It doesn't matter how good your offense is if the opposing team isn't punting.
If they're not punting, your offense is not on the field.
Totally. Like, and, you know, I do think they can win with Marcus. Like, offensively, they've been okay. Just to, so I had a golf – John Scott Rattan is a really, really good golf instructor. And I had a lesson with him years back. And he's like, all right, what's up with your game? I'm like, man, I'm just inconsistent. Like, I'll hit a good drive and then a bad iron. I'll get on the green in two and putt bad. He's like, you're not inconsistent. You're consistently bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Washington has been. It's not inconsistent. There's consistency to this.
Yeah.
Like, it's been bad. And I think they've taken some ownership of that. And I think that's good. We got a bunch of boys in the control room.
Oh,
now.
Look at this.
Fellas?
Hey, guys.
Can the fellas prepare us a Spanish sports trivia contest where you guys ask us some Spanish sports trivia?
But it has to be in English because I think there's very little Spanish spoken on this
English
side of the
por
glass.
Favor or más despacio.
Yeah. Más despacio.
All right, we'll do that at 1:30. We'll do that at 7:30. We'll do it in the next segment. So you guys come up with some trivia questions.
I do think there was a little bit of vindication for Bobby Wagner in that last game against the Lions because you saw how poor the defensive plan is to have a linebacker lined up one-on-one with running backs that are as electric as the Commanders have seen the past couple weeks. And that touchdown that Jahmyr Gibbs scored, he's scoring that touchdown against 99 out of the top 100 linebackers that are in the NFL because linebackers can't keep up with his speed. And, you know, if I want to point to one very specific thing that I don't want to see on Sunday is Devon Achane set up one-on-one with a linebacker, whether it's Jordan McGee, Frankie Louvu, or Bobby Wagner. And that'll be the smallest microscopic piece of data that shows me that Dan Quinn is doing a better job than Joe Witt did.
But the thing of it, though, if they get pressure on the quarterback, you would not see those type of plays.
Brian, if my aunt had wheels, she'd be a bicycle.
But I'm trying to tell you, dog, you can't stop that linebacker from possibly being on that running back most times.
Because the offense could also force that.
That's how it happens. It's been happening since before I played. If that running back is on the field and a linebacker is on the field, at one point he's going to be checking him. You know, and
but
if you get pressure, you never ever get that line, that running back going all the way up and up and out.
And what you'd like to see to take that one step further is maybe you do have the linebacker in coverage, but you have safety help. Because
right.
a lot of times what you see is like the Gibbs touchdown, the first one might have been the easiest score he made. He came down, I don't know if it was a choice route or just a straight arrow or what, but McGee was positioned to take him to the outside and started to break to the outside. Gibbs broke it inside,
yeah.
And there was nobody there to stop him.
Yeah.
So like things like that
straight
could be designed.
Route. It was an option route.
And to Brian's point, the previous week the Lions played the Vikings, and the Vikings got after Jared Goff and –
they couldn't do nothing.
Jahmyr Gibbs had to stay in, and he ran the fewest routes that he had all season because he had to stay in and help and block.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that this defense is not going to generate pressure. And,
yeah.
You know,
I just think
you can point
that
to the injuries, you can point to everything else. They just don't generate pressure.
DQ has way more experience calling plays.
Yeah.
And may know how to do it in a different way, different order, different routine, and may get a little bit more effectiveness out of it.
I also think
I think guys might respond to like, all right, like
they better.
Yeah.
I mean, if your head coach is calling the stuff, we know he got experience. Like what Sean Spring stated today, doesn't make a difference if it's DQ or Joe Witt. If they don't execute what they're supposed to be executing, it's not going to work.
My issue is that I don't think they're even put in they haven't been in position to execute. You're in week 9 going into week 10 of the season. And the miscommunications at the line of scrimmage pre-snap are constant. And it's a huge problem that as centers are snapping the ball, so often you see DBs or turned around and talking to each other. And that's where I think Dan Quinn can help this thing out.
I hope, because those same players that were communicating when the ball snapped say they had great weeks of practice and they were ready to go.
I'm sick and tired.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it gets to a point where those guys may not just know what the hell they're doing. You know what I'm saying?
I talk about this in my technical world and in what you know in the job that we do in the tech side. When a video signal isn't getting to a certain place, you got to start somewhere figuring out where the issue is. And you start, you know, at the top, figure out if this small change from DQ to Joe Witt is a real difference maker. If it's not, then you kind of start working your way down the line to figure out where's the weak link? Where is this issue coming from? Because mm-hmm. when I see these guys, you know, pointing to each other and trying to figure out where the heck they're supposed to be, it reads to me that they don't know what they're doing, but because it's been happening for so long, you know, more than half the season now, there has to be some breakdown in the way that the coaching staff is communicating what they're supposed to do to those guys. It doesn't jive that these guys just flat out can't figure out where they're supposed to be. There has to be some sort of communication issue from game plan to field.
I do have some good news.
I love good news.
Caller number 10 right now to 800-636-1067. You win a pair of tickets to Maryland football Saturday, November 22nd against the Michigan Wolverines. That's right, Terps versus Wolverines. Join the Maryland Terrapins football for its 2025 home finale against Michigan. Don't miss your last chance to see Maryland football in Terpsville this season. Caller 10, 800-636-1067.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of the show today, check it out wherever you get your podcasts, Apple Pods, Spotify, whatever bootleg app you might use. We're on there. If you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network, you're checking us out on the stream on YouTube. If you miss any of the segments, you want to go back to YouTube and watch them, you can do that too. We went through our power rankings already. I don't think we're getting – I got one question. Joey gave me a question.
Mm-hmm.
Although B's on this too, so he might know the answer. Do you know when Real Madrid Stadium was built?
It's 103 or 123 years old.
Neither of those are correct.
Maybe the club is 103 or 123 years old.
The Bernabeu, which I pronounce differently every time and don't know how to say, was built in 1947.
Yeah, I was showing you that.
I was close.
Oh, yeah. But it had that massive renovation into the incredible palace it is now, I guess 2 years ago, 2024.
Yeah.
All right, time for the Cooked Index. We do it every week. I think we got a couple new teams to join the Cooked Index.
Real quick, Real Madrid was founded in 1902, 123 years.
Not what I asked, but terrific.
Close. it was a number that made sense in some capacity.
Oh, you two are funny as hell.
The New York Jets. Cooked.
Psst.
No debate. They're not even sizzling anymore. They're just burnt.
No, they cooked. No, they cooked.
That's a steak marinated. That you throw on the ground.
They're marinated.
Browns, 2-7.
Cooked.
Cooked. Bengals.
Cooked.
3-6, and Burrow wants to be played Thanksgiving night.
They want to come back. Yeah, man, but still, come on, Burrow.
Hey, is that defense going to ever stop anybody?
Yeah, until the defense stop people, you got to say they cooked.
The Steelers and Ravens are just too far ahead at this point for them to not be cooked.
Tennessee Titans, fully cooked.
Yeah.
Vegas, 2-7. All the way cooked.
Cooked.
Burnt. I got an AFC question of some relevance.
Okay.
Miami Dolphins.
What's it called?
They're 3-7, just
after
like another
lose
team.
On
we
Sunday,
know.
They're gonna be cooked.
Cooked. Think about the Pats and the Bills.
I mean, they beat the Bills this week, but the Bills are what? What's their record?
6-3.
Okay. So they're not gonna catch them.
And the Pats are 7-2.
7-2. They're not catching them.
All right. To the NFC we go. New York Giants, 2-8, just fired their coach.
Cooked.
Cooked.
Although Jameis Winston's going to be fun down the stretch.
Definitely.
Or for whatever number of games he plays.
Falcons. A lot of close losses, but they're still losses. The Atlanta Falcons are 3-6. Not a runaway in that division. Tampa 6-3. Carolina's ahead of them at 5-5. The Falcons cook.
I mean, wings. With those two teams there, yes.
The Bucks are my shot to win the Super Bowl.
Would you get that at?
I haven't taken it yet, but it's been percolating.
Wait, let them lose again, then take it. Cardinals.
Great odds to still lose your money, Mitch. I'm just telling you.
Yeah.
You don't really buy Tampa.
Do not.
I buy Tampa's D.
The reason I don't buy Tampa, I told you earlier, they got that one kid, the receiver. The other ones are hurt. And when you make Baker Mayfield feel he got to put on a cape, he makes more mistakes than anybody out there.
But they got two good running backs, a good O-line, and their D-line is strong.
Bucky's still hurt.
Okay.
Well, he's gonna come back. He's back, or I think he's back.
I don't see them as winning a Super Bowl, but I like Tampa to win it. Go one round further in the playoffs than you expect, because I love Todd Bowles getting to game plan for a playoff game. I just think Bowles is a severely underrated coach and one of your former teammates.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals are 3-6.
Cooked.
The fact that you're benching Kyler Murray.
They'll play a lot better without Kyler.
Right.
But they still ain't making no playoffs.
A little cover wagon.
Just like you talked with the Dolphins. You look at that division. The Seahawks, Rams, Niners. Tough decision. Tough division over there.
Zero debate about the Saints, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are the Vikings cooked? They're only 4-5, but that division is pretty loaded.
It's loaded.
The Bears and the Lions are 6-3. The Packs 5-3-1.
Depending if the young buck can stay healthy, because when they beat Detroit, they showed a lot.
Well, I think the Packers are an interesting conversation. Not that they're cooked, but
the Packers may be sliding down.
That offense
they may be sliding back.
The defense is really good, but the offense has been almost equally as bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Leaves one team under. That leaves two. Cowboys 3-5-1.
Cooked.
I don't like the Cowboys. I don't like them.
They made some nice moves at the deadline, but that defense is still atrocious.
And Jared told Stephen A., look, I'm going to do some stuff. May not make no sense, but I'm going to trade.
Yeah.
You know, I got to be in the news.
Jerry's worried about
that. I love me, basically what he said.
He's worried about drilling for that oil.
That glory hole. Washington Commanders are 3-7. Cooked in there.
I don't necessarily see them coming all the way back. It's too many injuries right now, man.
The injuries are just so significant. Yeah. Even if you get Jaden and Terry back, defensively, how does it change?
They're absolutely cooked, and it sucks to say it, but you just look at the rest of the NFC. At this point, it would be a pretty minor miracle for them to get to 9 wins. And even at 9 wins, they're probably not making the playoffs.
6-1 down the stretch?
Yeah, they're not making the playoffs probably at 9-8. So, I hate to say it, but it is what it is.
Yeah. I think every season in the NFL is its own entity. And, like, if they can finish relatively strong and win 4 out of the last 6, I don't think it makes a ton of impact for next year because I think the team's going to look so different. But I think it matters for, like, morale, and I think it matters in a lot of ways for the Dan Quinn brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to – DQ's not getting off his messaging. We've already seen that in the midst of a 5-game
losing
streak.
And he shouldn't.
Right, but, like, you got to turn it around. Like, Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins, maybe it's just 1 win against the Bills, but that shows those guys will still buy what McDaniel's selling.
Yeah, yeah.
DQ needs a win like that.
But listen, man. How long Andy Reid been coaching?
A long
time. He slid sometimes. He kept doing the same messaging.
I think
he went to another team. He did the messaging there, and they ended up winning. You know, Joe was the same way, too. The great coaches don't change their mind just because people think they should.
The backloaded nature of this schedule, ending the season with all those NFC East games, will go a long, long way to shaping the offseason narrative. Because if they go and they finish strong against the NFC East, mm-hmm. even though it's clearly not a playoff team anymore, but you finish strong against the NFC East, you show a little moxie, you show a little cojones, some grit, it changes the narrative of what we're talking about this offseason. But conversely, it could go the other way as well, because you end that season and you don't play well against all those NFC East teams, there's going to be a lot of questions that need to be answered this offseason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is going to be I think the questions are much more serious this offseason.
I think this one's going to be busy.
It better be. They have a ton of money to spend.
It's going to be busy, though.
They got a ton of money to spend, and I hope that they learn that.
But that little spending money thing, though, everybody was like, we can't spend. We got to have money for later on when we do this. You're not holding on to all that damn money for the next 2-3 years. You got to find a way to do it. Hey, you watch what the Eagles do. You watch what other teams do. You have to figure out a way to manipulate that damn salary cap. If you just sit there with all your money sitting in the cupboard and you don't have the right players on the field, that's your mistake.
Laremy Tunsil is going to eat up a lot of that money this offseason. They're going to have to sign him to a new deal.
Yeah, but you could structure it because you could guarantee a bunch of bonus money, and the real guaranteed term you're giving Tunsil at 31, I believe. It's probably there will probably be guaranteed money into a third year, is my guess. But the big chunk of it, you probably build that out as a 5-year deal with 2 fake years on the end. And you can maybe even just throw a legit void year towards the end. Mm-hmm. If you structure, yes, you got to pay Tunsil, but you can structure it right that it doesn't kill you.
And that speaks to B's point. You
could have gotten guys that were top notch, and you could pay them. And right when the person is coming up, 5, those deals could be closing out and you could be having more money jump into it.
That's kind of
– most people, most fans call into this show telling us about we can't spend because. It's not how it works, though. Joe Banner tried that.
I love O-line play. I love good O-line play. Tunsil's been borderline great this year so far, and it's been really good for this team. They need to go out and get a Laremy Tunsil on the defensive line. They need to go out and get an absolute stud, and whether that's a top 10 pick, something in the draft, or whether it's free agency or
big feet,
whatever it may end up being, they got to go get a dog on defense who can get after the quarterback every damn down.
What did I just do? What did I just unplug?
You probably unplugged my damn phone.
Oh, from the thing.
Yeah.
My B. When we come back, we're going to make some bets. I'm going to try to find some European sports to bet on. Maybe we got a soccer game starting at 8 o'clock. We'll get that in. I don't really know where to look for that stuff.
We got Spain, England,
rugby.
Series A rugby Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m.
Is rugby betting all money lines? You can't tie, right? Is there a spread?
You know me.
-6 hookers?
I've bet on everything under the sun. I've never bet on rugby before.
Only one way to find out. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley. We're going to make some European bets next. Look, we all went into this season hoping for way more ups than downs for the Burgundy and Gold. It didn't go that way. But if your garage door can't get up and down, you need to call the folks at Door Pro America. Might just be a busted spring, a loud noise, or it doesn't move. Call Door Pro America. We upgraded with a new garage door at my house, and honestly, it's one of the smartest home improvements we've ever made. It looks sharp, runs smooth, and is really quiet. Door Pro America is based locally and has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can do it all, from repairs to maintenance to new installations too. Do what I did and call and ask how you can save big on repairs with a Door Pro Advantage membership, including annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Plus, right now you get $60 off any repair or a full tune-up for just $89. Do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com. And be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
B, did you hear this AJ Brown thing?
What did he say?
Yeah, I guess he was on a stream. Maybe Jeff knows the story. But I guess somebody asked him, and he's like, man, if you got me in fantasy, bench me. Don't be playing me in fantasy because I'm not getting any looks.
Yeah, he was on a stream for this guy named Janky Rondo. Janky Rondo, he's a big Commanders fan. But he's big in the streaming world for, like, reacting to, like, sports games and stuff. And A.J. Brown said that on the stream.
My man's name is Janky Rondo?
Janky Rondo, yes.
Janky Rondo. People, the name got to be catchy, that's all.
I mean, that's catchy. Janky Rondo. You've probably seen him before.
With Ocho Cinco.
Honestly, Janky Rondo reminds me of Ozempic Jenkins.
Yeah.
It's just kind of funny.
Ocho Cinco is here now. He flew on a flight with us over here. He was coming to hang out with one of his boys who played for Real Madrid.
That's cool.
Hey, yo, if you see Ocho Cinco, tell him he got to play your producer in FIFA because he be talking trash.
He was sitting there. He said, yo. He said, the lady came over, was talking to him. He said, yeah, we all together. We were on the flame for everybody.
It looks like Janky Rondo is a Commanders fan.
Yeah.
Yes, I said that,
Jeff. That's what he just said, dog.
Okay. Sorry, Jeff.
Do you pay attention when people talk to you sometimes?
Why is AJ Brown on his stream?
Because he's a content creator. So, like, he know basketball players, football players. And he's known for, like, viral snippets on Instagram and stuff. For the
second time. He's got crazy eyes. Shout out to Janky Rondo. Jeff, see if you can
book. That's why he called himself Janky Rondo. His eyes are janky.
Jeff, see if you can book Janky Rondo. I'd like to get him on the program.
Let's get it.
That's an awesome name. If nothing else.
Y'all should come in a shirt with one with Janky Rondo and one with OJ on it.
Ozempic Janky.
It's no Zempic over here, brother.
Is Fred here?
Who?
Is Fred here?
Man, Mouth Fred of the who? South ain't down there
Fred
yet.
Hell no.
Hey, can we get?
You didn't see the thing that led the post. You go to Spain. You go to Spain. Fred, you go to Spain.
Why are you asking that question? Why don't we ask Fred right now? Hey, Fred, why aren't you in Spain?
Man, you know the Commanders is bringing the Mouth of the South to Madrid.
Yeah, because Jeff coming on Friday.
Jeff, what are your travel plans? When do you get here?
Friday.
I think Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturday morning. I have to DJ a wedding on Thursday, and then I'm going to come to Spain on Friday.
Somebody getting married on a Thursday. Shout out to them.
Yeah, it's super weird. Cheaper. But it's
cheaper to get married on a Thursday.
Does your rate drop you save for a lot Thursday of shit wedding, on a Thursday. Jeff?
My rate don't drop ever.
Ever. Forever, ever. Let's make some bets. Let's do it.
First, heard it here first. All right, gather around.
White Brian, I don't know how we did last night. We did let Zabe put a pick in for you, B.
And what did he do?
I don't remember. Maybe White Brian wrote it down.
Brian,
correctly.
Did you
Maybe
write it down did. Or did you just make up something like you normally do?
We all lost.
Everybody?
Yeah.
Hold on. It don't count as a loss for us, though, right?
Oh, yeah. People yes, that weren't it does. Here. You weren't there.
We weren't on the schedule. It was a holiday. How does it count as a
I
loss?
I worked. Holiday?
That's your fault.
Holiday?
It was a holiday. Yes.
We're talking about a holiday?
Yes.
Holiday.
CK holiday. Told us Veterans Day was a federal holiday for the company.
You could have texted CK your bet told to me. You,
Veterans Day was a loss.
Y'all just hating because I got the picks.
Okay, Hotshot, what's your pick tonight?
Wizards plus 16.5. And then I'm taking the Thunder minus 7 over the Lakers.
What's the Thunder's record right now?
They're the best team in the West, I believe.
You know what the Wizards record is, B?
1-10.
10.
They were 1-1 after 2.
They almost won that third game, too.
They almost, I think the last game they lost in overtime.
They had a lot of close games, yeah. They lost in overtime.
I'm going plus 7.5.
They're also at 5 with like 14 seconds.
Lakers been playing some good ball, too, but the Thunder probably will win the game. But I'm going plus 7.5.
Talked about Euro sports. We got European basketball going tonight. Barcelona versus Bayern Munich. Give me over 169.5.
I like that. What time's that tip?
2:13 o'clock. Oh no, 2:30 in the next half hour.
All right, you got it in.
Landy, what do you like tonight?
Also, I want the Knicks.
There it is.
-4.5.
Wizards.
Both of you are taking the points with the Wiz?
Sure.
We've been talking about this all day.
Then I'm laying them with the Rockets. I'm a zig when
there
the world
go,
zags.
Jay, go
right
for
there.
Him, dog.
Did White Bryant take anything?
VCU -21.5.
Who are they playing to lay up 3 touchdowns?
St. Peter's Peacocks.
Playing who?
St. Peter's.
Oh.
That's
St.
the
Peter's
Mac.
Had that one run, though. Never take it away from them. Thank you to everybody that listened to the show today. Thank you to Neil Greenberg for joining us. Thank you to Dan Duggan for joining us. Thank you to Mitch Tischler for joining us, hanging out here at
and we want to thank Radio Marker as well. Yeah,
Radio Marker, great setup.
Appreciate
Thanks
you.
For
see
all
you
the help.
Tomorrow again.
We'll see you tomorrow again. Thank you to Caffeine getting us through this thing.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, bright eyed, bushy
tail. I need stronger caffeine tomorrow.
We're back at practice tomorrow, then we're back live from Radio Marca in Spain. Grant and Danny coming your way next. You made it this far. I owe you beer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.